may have a tattoo of the clown's prayer tattooed along the shaft of my penis, but that doesn't mean having sex with me is always going to be funny. Sometimes it's serious because you're horny, kitten. And daddy clown. And daddy clown. And daddy clown need to wipe the makeup off and get to work. No. No whoopee cushions tonight, though I'm pretty sure I'll still need to make a whipped cream pie, if that's okay.
I'm Joe Hackett.
And I'm Helen Chapel Hackett. And thank you one and all for tuning in to the latest episode of Stinkers, the I like to dip my beef jerky in hot Dr. Pepper because the jerky is too dry and too cold for my sensitive mouth of podcasts, where we talk to our guests about their biggest stinkers, aka the worst ideas they've ever had.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Stinkers. Oh my gosh, please welcome to the podcast comedian, actor, and artist, Akmal. I didn't double check how to pronounce your name. Akmal Tashahan.
Yep, that's it.
We right. did it.
Nice. We did it, folks.
Yeah. Maggie, it. You seem so at home reading all of that. I just want to say.
I have to imagine that's what it feels like to get waterboarded. what I just felt was it felt like I was in a torture experience. Making me say kitten and
no one made you do anything. You said it of your own volition.
Because because you're horny, kitten, and daddy clown is willing to wipe the makeup off and get to work.
No.
James, you have to be institutionalized for writing that.
Well, first of all, we don't even know who wrote that. Like, we can't even confirm.
You don't know who wrote that?
Well, first of all, the only reason we
This is found footage.
This is James, like I heard you put project. Your...
Yeah, James, I heard you put a lot of your writing into an AI and the AI killed itself.
Well, first of all, that assumes the AI is alive. So I don't want to but is the AI now completely offline and did it appear to choose to go offline forever? Yes.
Ew.
Yeah. And that's it. But we can't assume that it had life or sentience. So Akmal, wow, welcome, guy.
Thank you for having me. Very excited, guy.
I'd like to first acknowledge our fallen soldier, Caroline Cotter, who is
she's not here.
Not with us. She's not with us today.
She's no longer with us today.
She's no longer with us for today. And we honor her.
Honor her. Yeah, let's have a moment maybe of
rest in peace.
Yeah.
One piece.
Yeah, in this one piece.
We're hoping she rests in peace today.
Rest in one piece, live action version.
Yeah, that'd be sick. So anyway, bless up, bless down, bless to the left, bless to the right. Cha cha, real smooth. Thank you, Caroline. We hope
you're
well.
Thank you. One hop this time, Caroline.
One hop this time, Caroline. Thank you.
So I also, just for the listener, want to let you know that I'm very scared for this episode.
She said this so many times before we started.
Unfair.
It's just that I do feel that, it is going to be, these two they're both and now coming very forward, close to the cameras in ways that are very threatening to me, and I'm you know, all I have is myself and you.
This is so interesting because you didn't seem scared. You seemed really comfortable until you had to read my last name out loud. So I'm really where that's coming from.
I actually would say that it was pretty natural how I just said I didn't double check this. All right, Akmal, I think I did it the most normal style way a person can.
I think they literally have a word for this kind of person, and it's called Karen.
think boys? It's literally
Karen o'clock here on this freaking episode of Stinkers.
Fine.
Now, have you been to this is France?
What's that?
Have I been what?
I was going to say, have you been to France? Because a lot of those people feel very similar about my kind of people. Like, sorry, this is not fun. It's not fun calling really you Islamophobic. Yeah, that's not landing. I'm a backup.
Oh my God.
I'm actually done with this bit.
I appreciate where you were going with it, but we are going to throw it away. You know what I mean?
No, please.
Deep appreciation, though.
No, but I honor your heart space and your love palace, but I don't. Yeah. That's not gonna be.
I literally worship at the altar of your love palace. I just want to.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I've even visited your respect temple and found beautiful services.
Yeah.
Thank you, kitten.
No.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, sweeties. This is hell. James, what's your health?
Before we get to your story, Akmal, what's my health?
What's your health? What's your stinker of the week?
My stinker? It's funny you say that. I have a stinker this week that I feel like is a little not a kind of stinker I have told before. And this has to do sort of with a food choice I made and how it went bad for my guts. This is kind of new territory for me.
No, James. Enough.
Let me explain. I last week was making myself breakfast. Oh, God, I like to cook. Sorry, sue me. And I was cooking some eggs and I had the fixings to make some little breakfast tacos. And I was like, that's beautiful, James. That's such a good idea. But something I didn't think about was that the tortillas were like a week expired and they looked fine. They looked really good and fine. They're so delicious looking. And Maggie's taking out a notebook to take notes, it looks like right now.
Pick a pen, any pen.
Wow. Well, anyway, what happens is I heat up the tortillas, and while I'm heating up, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of weird flour on these tortillas, which I'd never noticed before. And it was definitely just a ton of white mold. And I ate three of these tortillas. And I then basically, like a fully loaded super soaker, shit my brains out for six hours.
Jesus Christ. Is that what just you were texting the other day?
Yeah, just pure liquid. I mean, for real, like just water leaving my ass.
I don't want to hear. I am really sorry because that's awful and your poor body.
Excuse me. You don't want to hear this? This is what this podcast is. It's me shitting my pants or almost shitting my pants. And you...
having a mental illness?
Yes. You having ADHD and pulling out a notebook and crayons during the podcast. Caroline describing how like an ant crawled up her asshole again.
Yeah.
And how she's not going to do anything about it. And for me, yeah, it just turns out that I truly like Vesuvius over that bowl for a few hours. And Akmal actually picked up and Akmal's actually part of the story.
Why?
Because I had a gig that I needed you to cover for me because I was juicing.
That's why?
Yeah, I was fully juicing.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, it was truly like somebody was squeezing a fresh ass and saying, let's have a cup. I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm trying to really paint a picture here.
Okay.
You know, like when you take a super soaker and do it too much and it's like, it just like, like that kind of shoots out like that. What else? What else is it like?
Putting your thumb over a hose.
This is so tough.
James, at what point do you just change your diet?
Well, this wasn't a diet thing. This was a bad judgment thing.
Yeah.
Did you think that seems like it could be mold?
Not until after I ate it. I've never seen mold on a tortilla.
I guess I haven't.
They don't get them.
Because you're too busy eating it.
Exactly. Like, when am I out here looking for mold on a tortilla?
Yeah, because you're just too busy eating it.
I'm so fucking busy right now.
with the amount that you've like shit yourself, I feel like you should be so much more careful with what you put in your body.
This was careful.
It wasn't.
You
it
can't
wasn't.
Tell that
literally
story.
It was careful.
And
was
then say
as
this.
As careful as you can imagine. Come on. It was a tortilla. Have you ever done this? Has this ever happened to you? Come on.
Yeah.
Who's ever shit themselves from a tortilla? No one.
Nope, but you
no
just
one.
Told us you did.
Well, we're learning. Now no one else will ever do it. I think I helped a lot of people today.
Oh, so this is actually activism.
This is literally activism.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, okay. This is not a call out. This is a call in for you two to be to you two to support me.
That's not how call-ins work.
And this is not a call out. Everyone listening can agree. This is a call in to be more supportive of me and the things I do.
That's not how call-ins work.
Don't worry, it's a call-in. You don't even have to be concerned. It's nothing but a call-in. You're fine. It's a friend thing. It's literally friend mode.
Breasty cam.
Breasty cam. I also do want to be clear, the reason Caroline is not here, for those who've been listening the last few episodes, her breast foot has taken a turn for the worse.
That's right. It has gotten too big.
Gangrenous.
It's moved into the trench.
Yeah, it's moved into trench, into the, her trench, so to speak. So we won't be gross. We won't say anything vulgar or crass. But we're wishing Caroline a speedy recovery. We know it's looking bad right now.
That
may peace be with her. Maggie, anyway, do you have a stink from this week?
You know what? I do. And I guess I'm gonna because she's not here, people don't know this, but when someone's not here, it's actually like easier to talk about them, you know?
Oh my God, that's such a good point.
So I'm going to do my stinker as being something that Caroline had me do, which is that on Sunday, March 17th. Caroline Carter ran the Los Angeles Marathon. A very clap for she ran it, and she was so, so good at running it. Afterwards, we went to a bar to celebrate. Now, at this bar, it was also, well, not just at this bar, everywhere in the world, it was St. Patrick's Day. And so the bar had several free merchandise from Jameson, the whiskey brand, in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Caroline made me put on and take several items because what we were going to do was today, upon seeing you, James, we were both going to get on this podcast wearing our Jameson items. And I guess my stinker is that
that would have been so satisfying for the people at home listening to this podcast.
It was more going to be a pre-record thing. And it's a sticker because now I have fucking a necklace, a hat,
junk.
And fingerless gloves that say drinking gloves on them.
Oh, fuck. Wait, they say drinking gloves on the gloves?
Yes.
How much would it cost? I'll pay you if you want to send those to me in the mail. Yeah. Well, I'll literally pay you.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. $100.
Okay, you take Venmo?
No.
All right, never mind.
Okay.
I'm running a pretty cool scam on there. I basically don't have to put any of my own money in. Anyway, go on.
Well, what are you putting in?
I don't want to get into this right now. It's technically, this is an off mic conversation.
Okay, I just feel like you brought it up.
This is an off-mic conversation. I just don't want to.
All
right. I'd have to go off-mic. I'd have to go off-mic. I'm just saying.
Okay, go off-mic.
I'd
go off-mic.
You guys are really funny, like, and I love the fact that you can just sort of improvise like that. But like, what I am doing, like, I would have to go off-mic.
Off-mic.
No.
And once again, that's our guest, Akmal Tajahar.
Wait, should I be silent during this?
No.
I was just more saying that because I was letting you know I know how to say your name. So my sticker is that Caroline Cotter made me forced me to have all this fucking junk in my house now, as a bit that we didn't even get to follow through on. So stinker, you know?
Oh yeah. Thank you for ending on the song. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. That's not a problem.
We always forget to use the stinker sting at the end of our stinkers.
I've been taking voice lessons.
Voice lessons.
Mm.
How is?
Mm. Bad. Pretty
speaking,
bad.
Speaking. Oh.
Speaking.
Oh. Let's speaking speak. Of. Speaking of speaking, the person who will be speaking next is our guest, Akmal. Mm. Now, Akmal, you know, we talked about some of our pretty, you know, basic stinkers from this week, but.
Yeah.
Do you have a bit of a life stinker you want to talk about or something that really comes to mind as like a bad idea or something you did? You are a guest on the show. We hope you brought something. If you didn't, that would be pretty much a shame, actually.
No, I absolutely did. I have a couple stinkers. I mean, my life is kind of punctuated by major stinkers and stuff like that. You know me, out here making bad decisions.
Yeah.
Really
and
quick.
You're from Florida?
I'm from Florida. Yeah. Yeah. So like my whole life has been pretty cursed. But well,
what
really
part of
quick,
Florida?
The whole Orlando, baby, 407 till I die.
Didn't we just have someone on here from Orlando?
Who
I
was
have no
it?
Idea.
I don't know. I'll find out.
Listeners, if you can recall, if there was someone from Orlando on the podcast, please call in.
Call in
tune
live
in and tune out.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Please, Akmal.
But your having junk thing reminded me really quick. My dad visited recently and he had a full Bloody Mary at the airport and was really feeling himself. And then he called me while I was at work and he was like, "What size hoodie would you say you are?" And I'm like, "Don't buy me anything. I don't want you to buy me clothes." Yeah. He goes, No. But what size hoodie are you? And I was like, "What are you getting me at the airport?" He goes, "What size hoodie are you?" I tell him. 2 minutes later, he calls back. He's like, "What size did you say?" Let me text it to you because I'm at work and I can't talk. And then he bought me a Jurassic Park hoodie, which I have means nothing to me. And he was like, "Well, you used to work at the Universal theme park, remember?" And I was like, "Yeah, but I didn't work on the Jurassic Park." And he's like,
"Yeah,
but it says Universal Studios at the bottom. Isn't that neat?"
That's
it's
exactly
really
something
tough.
My dad would do.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I didn't get like annoyed when parents do that. But I'm like, I don't want this shit.
No.
I'm trying to get rid of stuff right now.
Yeah.
I'm so actively trying to get rid of stuff. And you just gave me more stuff to get rid of.
Exactly.
But, you know.
And I love him and he's so sweet. But
that the airport swag is some of the best stuff around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You can get some fucked up stuff at airports.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Especially the Orlando airport.
I bet.
Don't even worry about it.
I do not want. I don't touch that.
I know that airport. I've been there a few times.
It's nasty.
I feel like it was under construction forever, and it was just hell always trying to leave. Last few years.
Yeah, it's or maybe it sucks and it's ugly, but I think they just finished. I think they just finished it. I heard it was nicer.
Beautiful. That is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Is there an Outback there? Did I make that up? Or like a Chili's or something like that?
There's a Chili's for sure. Yeah, there's a Chili's. There's an airport Chili's.
Just having fond memories of getting drunk by myself there, you know.
Oh, that sounds like a really nice and cool experience.
Really healthy,
for cool
really
people.
Healthy and good.
Yeah,
it's a cool people experience. Literally, it was one memory.
Something that...
Sorry, Akmal, this is your story time.
Yeah, sorry. I have two stinkers I could tell. One is more of a childhood one, and one is more mid-20s one. Is there one we're leaning towards more?
I'd love a little bit of a childhood. I feel like we've had a lot of like adult and creative stinkers recently, and I kind of want to get into the stinky roots.
Okay, perfect. So when I was a kid, I was friends with this guy, with this other kid, Lawrence, and we were mainly friends because like our moms were friends. You know when you have like friends and you just can't control.
Did you also go to school together or was it just mom friends?
Just mom, purely mom friends. Our moms worked together. They were best friends. We were like similar ages. Well, he actually lived in Jersey. So
and you lived in Orlando. Weekend,
no, at the time I lived in Brighton Beach. So when we first immigrated, I was living in Brighton Beach from like age 7 to like 11.
Okay.
So we would drive from like Brighton Beach to Jersey to go visit him, 7-Eleven. Sorry. And so we would hang out and stuff, and it was fine. We like didn't have a ton in common, but like my dad was supposed to pick me up, but he couldn't get the car from my aunt. So Lawrence's scary stepdad, who's like big buff and very New York, had to drive me back home. And then like also his friend was with him too, who was big and scary as well. And we like make a quick pit stop to get some snacks, and he's like, do you need to use the bathroom? And I go, no. And the second I say no, I've never needed to pee more in my entire life. But I've already
even
said
you
no.
Saying this right now is making me need to pee.
Yeah. And so I say no, immediately need to pee. I'm such a scared little boy, been a scared little boy my whole life. I'm too afraid to let him know that I've changed my mind.
Sure.
And it's like a couple of hours car ride, and we're driving, and they've got the windows down, and it's kind of cold. And I get this genius idea that maybe I could let a little bit of urine out at a time. And if I hold it long enough, the wind and just the time in between, I won't soak my entire pants.
Yeah. So where are you sitting? You're in the back seat?
In the back seat. Yeah, while these two scary Italian men are in the front.
Second row third row?
It's just a second row. There's no third row. It's just like a car.
Sedan. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's no, and Lawrence is not there. You're just with these two men.
No, I'm just with the two
men.
This
is so crazy.
No.
Yeah. So I try my plan, and I immediately just soak my jeans in this car. And I just proceed to just have soaking wet pants as cold wind is just blowing on me. Right. And then I get out of the car and I'm trying to play it off. I'm like, maybe nobody noticed I peed.
So I get out of the car. There's a fucking puddle in the seat.
There must have been, yeah. I was just so in shock. And I get up, I get out, and I go, okay, thank you for driving me. And my dad's like talking to him a little bit, and I'm like waddling to the front door. And then
we're in the elevator. Sloshing while you're walking.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. And we're in the elevator, and my dad's just looking at me. He goes, did you pee yourself? Yeah.
Akmal.
And then he laughed. And then he just he just laughed so hard.
Do you think the two scary men knew?
They must have. I full on emptied my entire bladder in that car.
Yeah, but maybe was it leather or was it?
I hope it was leather. I pray
no,
to
you
God
hope it's
it
cloth.
Oh,
yes, you want
why?
It to soak in because they won't
you
know too much.
You want it to soak.
You want to soak.
You want it. You want it.
Oh yeah, leather would keep a puddle. Yeah, you guys would know.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
This is not our first time theorizing about piss hitting a backseat of a car.
Yeah.
No, yeah, with you want like a backsplash. You don't want it to be like soil where it just, or you do want it to. It's the reverse.
Oh, he's so tired. James is so tired.
So tired, guys. I like working so hard.
Did you pee yourself in other parts? Were you like a piss the bed person, or is this truly like one of your only times in life you remember peeing yourself?
I feel like I must have been either, I did have a huge anxiety growing up of wetting the bed, but I don't think I wet the bed really with any sort of frequency, but I would often find myself getting up being like, I gotta pee, and then have a hard time going to bed. But this was the first time I ever truly unleashed.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you let her.
I think you said you're 7 or 7. I think the first time I shit my pants, I was 7, like where it wasn't diaper.
Oh my God, twins.
Yeah.
You guys, it
was the first day they let you out without the diaper.
It was the first day, yeah. I always said, why do I got to wear this thing? We know it's going to happen. but no. What else? I mean, here's another question. This kid, Lawrence, when you would go to play with him, did he at least have, like, I don't know, an N64 or
video? Yeah, PlayStation.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's all working. So
it rocked.
It doesn't work in this time of childhood unless the other person has some kind of gaming system for you
Or if they have, like, Gushers and Fruit by the Foot.
Well, they did have lots of snacks. You kind of have
both.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the mom was, like, a real clean freak, so we would have to eat the snacks, like, over the kitchen sink.
Oh, you couldn't, like, take them to the couch?
No. One time, his mom was gone, and we were eating cookies, but we were just in the middle of the kitchen versus over the sink, and he's like, dude, my mom's going to freak out if she catches us.
Dude,
she bought a gun for this kind of shit.
No joke, my mom will spank me in front of you.
With the gun.
With the gun, bare ass. She said, I'm not done until your butt is beet red.
And what's worse is she's going to make you spank her.
Yeah. hope you get your spanking arm ready. Yeah, you have to pull her hair out.
She's going to make you pull her hair while this stepdad
walks. Dude, that's what's so bad about this whole stuff.
That's what I'm saying. We really shouldn't be doing this.
We're going to get in so bad for this.
She's gonna bite down on that carrot. Once she bites through the carrot, you're done.
Yeah,
dude, she's gonna make you call her kid.
Yeah, and then stepdad's holding her hand, just going, "Please take it easy on her."
Oh God,
she's my beautiful wife.
Yeah, I mean, some parents are strict.
I mean, different houses,
really,
you know.
Yeah, there's some parents. Yeah, my parents weren't
really into disciplining me like that.
Yeah. Have I told the story on this podcast about when I consciously and intentionally peed my bed?
You're going to have to tell it now because I don't think I know this one.
Okay. I thought maybe I had shared this.
Was it last week when I talked about pissing at the while camping? With the hyper kid who fell in the fire. Piss is, we don't usually go on, we say piss a lot.
Yeah, but we don't
usually talk piss, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, so if we're talking piss.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're talking piss.
I had really bad sleep anxiety as a kid. I mean, all anxiety, but I would basically have insomnia. I was so scared to fall asleep because I thought about that if I fell asleep, the second I was asleep, my parents became robbers.
Became robbers?
I
was worried about my house getting robbed every day, and I would pray before I go to sleep.
Me too. I was worried.
Anyone enter our home.
I was worried about my house getting robbed and me getting kidnapped at every hour every day.
From a young age, you're always like, I see JonBenet, and I'm like, that's me.
Yes, that's exactly right. I thought she looks exactly like me. We're both busty 6-year-olds. Jesus Christ. Busty, sexy 6-year-olds. No, but I also thought that, and this is actually, I think now looking back, my parents got divorced like a decade later. And I think subconsciously I was tuned in to the, like, they're keeping something from me. I thought that when I fell asleep, they became someone different. I was like, there's a secret they're not telling. Like, isn't that wild? Okay. So I had that fear. That's like
an X-Files episode.
Yeah. And when one time I was having it really bad and my mom was kind of at this point where she was like in the, like, let her just stay in the bed, like not helping me, basically, or like they were trying to, like, let me self-soothe. But it's interesting when you're not actually raised to successfully self-soothe, that doesn't so much work. So in order to get what I wanted, which was to move, to bring a sleeping bag onto the floor of my parents' room so I felt safe. I was probably like 7 at the time. I just remember laying in bed, eyes wide awake, and starting to pee. And then I was just going.
This is so dark. There's something, the eyes wide open. There's something so the smile, deeply
the Joker smile.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
I just started to pee. I
smile now is definitely.
You
want to
know
time.
How I got these scars?
At the time, it was definitely like I was terrified, and I was like, yeah. "What?"
When you
I was having
it,
an
as
out
soon
of
as you
body
started releasing. You started smiling and calming down. You're like, yes, I'm going to get what I want tonight.
Finally, what, they're going to make me go back to the piss-soaked bed? You know?
Too wet for a good night's rest.
Too wet for a good Mommy, night's daddy. Rest. Mommy, daddy, someone has to sleep on the floor. Because look
daddy,
what I just
someone's
made
a mess. Uh-oh. Gosh. I guess someone was too scared and you didn't want to do anything about it. Hope I don't do it again tomorrow night.
Yeah, and start telling that, everybody. You
I never did it again. I think because I was truly so uncomfortable. Like it took the amount of panic it took to get there and then how uncomfortable the entire experience was. I was like, not worth it. But it was a wild attempt. So wild. All to say, I've also pissed myself amongst two scary old adults. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I just looking back, I can't believe I did it. Why didn't I just say anything? But you know, that's grown up, huh?
Yeah, it's all. I just can't. I was in a car with two older dudes, and one was like someone's dad.
Yeah,
I would be freaked out the whole time.
And I was like, this is such a nightmare. Yeah.
And
he looked always like scared me.
Me too.
And he looked like the human man version of, you know, that bulldog that like always. In the cartoons fights Jerry
exactly.
from Tom and Jerry.
Yep, I know exactly.
Yeah. He was built just like that dog.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
yeah, he was a big strong guy.
Yeah, that's
they're not together anymore.
Him.
What a shame.
There was
so
something
sad.
Very
I really hate hearing that, Aqua.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then Lawrence, I saw him like maybe 6 years ago and
I
on
was
his
gonna
arm
ask.
In big bold he got the words like respect and loyalty tattooed on his palms.
On the back of his hand. Oh,
but it's like big, thick text, and I couldn't read it at first. And then he like was like, "That's what it says," and I was like, "Oh, really thick letters,
really, really dark."
So
really
he kind of grew into the two scary men in the front seat.
Yeah, that's kind of how it happens, huh? You either become the two scary men in the front seat, or the so
or
cool
live long enough
back.
To piss yourself.
Yeah.
Embrace yourself becoming one.
Yeah.
So sad. I do feel like I learn a lot about life on this podcast. So I really appreciate you being able to sort of articulate it that way, Akmal. Because
of course, very I'm a little bit coded. Of a poet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful coded. Yeah, beautiful mind coded.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally John Nash coded. Like it's crazy. Oppie coded. Oppenheimer, you know?
Hoover.
Yeah, Hoover. FBI, CIA.
FBI, CIA.
ABC.
All right, what other questions I got about this stinker? You know what I mean? Let me think for a second. I'm gonna throw something out there.
Yeah.
I think we have time. I want the second stinker.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
We're not scared. Give
the second stinker.
Hit us with the second.
Okay. It was my first year in New York. Mm-hmm. First year in New York, and I got a job at a restaurant in the West Village, and we had to wear little flannel shirts as our uniform, and I didn't come with a lot of clothes to New York.
Rosemary's?
No, it was called, it's no longer open, it was called Ellery's Greens. Mm. It was like on Carmine Street. Mm. Anyways, so that was our uniform, and I didn't really own that many flannel shirts, so often I would have to go to the Atlantic Barclays Center, and there's a Uniqlo there. I would stop by, buy a shirt, change into it, and go. And then, like, well, this time I bought a whole new outfit, pants as well.
Hello.
I went into the bathroom to change, and as I'm changing in the bathroom, I hear two teenage girls walk in, at which point I realize that I've made a mistake that I've made not like more than once in this bathroom specifically, that I'm in the women's restroom. So I'm like nervous. And then they start talking about how drunk they are and how it's the first time that they've ever drank. And like, They're talking about how they're hanging out with these boys and that they're so drunk and they don't know which side is up. And I'm freaking out because I've been in here for a long time at this point. Yeah, you've been
waiting. They're going to be even more scared if you walk out now.
I know. And it's getting to that time where I might be late for work if I don't leave soon. So
You're in a stall.
No, you're in the bathroom at Atlantic Barclay Center. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm like, I need to get going. I'm going to be so late if I don't leave soon.
Oh boy, you better stay your ass in there. So I decided to just...
No, I wish I did. Instead, I power through and I bust out of the stall and I go, I'm sorry. And I run past them. And as I run out of the bathroom, I see two boys with like a water bottle that's clearly full of like, you know, liquor. Vodka. And I'm just like running past the vodka. They're drinking vodka at the mall. And so I run past those young men and I just like scurry as fast as I can onto a train.
I wish it's so funny to be like, I'm going to bust out of here fast instead so I don't scare them.
It wasn't even about not scaring them. It was just about point, like I just the least I just have to go.
Minimize my time dealing with this. Because you doing that, sorry, makes it me think like, oh, he just came. Like, what just happened?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, I could have sounded more like a deranged pervert.
You just, they hear before you even bust open, they just hear heavy breathing. You're just like, what do I do?
You chose the most upsetting way to do it, for sure.
Yeah, I should have just been late to work.
Or
they would have been in there forever.
Or frankly, today's day and age, just walked out.
Yeah.
You know,
it wasn't today's day and age, unfortunately. It was 2016.
Things were different.
That's different day and age.
Wasn't president yet.
Yeah.
Or he was.
I think I moved after he got elected.
Mm. Wow.
I remember in the morning. My dad came up to me. He goes, I'm so sorry I didn't vote.
Oh, my God.
I love that in every story you've told today, your dad has been a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a silly guy. I love him so much.
Oh, I love that.
I should have voted.
It's my fault. It's my fault that this happened.
Yeah.
Shoot. And I could have voted in Michigan if I wanted to. I don't want to get into it, but
I actually legally can't. Is that related to your
Venmo scam?
What's that?
Excuse us?
Excuse you?
Excuse me?
How about instead of excuse me, I'm going to excuse you for telling us two great stories.
Yeah. Excuse you for that.
Thank you.
Excuse really me, good. Both are really
an excuse you to you.
Also, I would say the through line of you, your sort of your anxiety, leading to the decision making is really present in both of those, and that's beautiful.
And throughout my entire life, I would say, yeah,
and I understand that very deeply, deeply.
Speaking of deeply, I think now is as good a time as any to move deeply and quickly to the final segment of our podcast. This is a segment we've been doing lately. It's called Piss Date. The way this is going to work is we are each going to present our... If you've ever seen The Dating Game or something like it, where it's like two people behind screen, they say a little about themselves, you ask them questions to decide who are you going to pick as your date. That's how it's going to go. But we want you to pick... These are people that are trying to entice Caroline Cotter.
We want you to choose someone lovely for our...
You don't have to date the person is the point. Yes. But just so you know,
it's like Bestie Chooses for Girly.
Bestie Chooses for Girly.
it's literally Breasty Cam mode.
If you could go on Breasty Cam
Camel Toe.
And choose for a girly, that would be awesome sauce.
You choose, and you should just choose who you would choose too. But just so you know, that person is going on a real date with Caroline.
Yes.
Okay.
And she,
yes.
And what's even more is that she has to put out.
Yes, there's a sexual contract.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
And she's already That's signed woke. It in blood. It's so woke.
That's woke.
It's so woke. It's so woke, Bob.
Yeah. Oh my God. Woke, Bob.
Finally, the Alphabet Mafia does something right.
Okay, so all right, I think
so there's no host, so we're just going to start with one person.
One person at a time when they're ready to go on.
We just give a little spiel, and then you can ask us questions each afterwards.
Okay.
Whoever wants to go first?
And whoever feels free to go first, they could feel free to go first now.
Hello. First of all, my name is Finkeltooth. I am a young 43. I've seen the world. I know what it has to offer. And I know how to pick its fruits while they're ripe.
Ew.
Ew.
I do have one normal sized foot and one foot that is three times as long. I hope that's okay, kitten. Another thing about me is I am a data scientist. And I smell, I have a stronger sense of smell than most because I stared at the sun for too long.
How does that relate?
What's that? What's that, kitten? How does that relate? You know how when you start to lose your sight, the other senses get stronger? You know how that's definitely true?
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I think you know where I'm going.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding. I'm trying to find a date for a kitten.
Okay, kitten. Oh, sorry. You might have noticed from the silhouette that I do have an extremely long tongue, and that is because I got a mechanical extension. Thank you. I'm Finkeltooth.
Thank you, Finkeltooth.
Hey, what's up? Is this dude just gonna be grunting like the whole time here?
I think it's because of his new tongue, his mechanical tongue.
It's too big. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it fits in his small, because his mouth is actually quite small.
He's fighting swallowing it. Fighting swallowing.
Well, here's something to know about me. I will never fight the swallow. My name is Kump, and I'm a BMX super pro. I do Monster Energy drink more than I do milk. And let me just say this, I do milk a lot. I am able to do 360s on Sundays because that's Lord's Day, aka when we go all around the world 360 style. I have a half pipe in my garage. I have my boys over almost every day to at least hang in there and talk about Jesus. And on Tuesdays, we usually watch Steve-O's comedy special. He's my favorite stand-up comedian. And I'm looking at a date because I think it'd be chill to bring a girl into our mix. I think my boys would actually mix quite well with a girl who also likes Monster Energy drinks, BMX, Steve-O, Jackass, and sir. I am actually worried about this guy right here. He's kind of freaking me out. His tongue. I don't like the way his tongue is, but as Lord does always be saying, ow!
Okay. Well, that's definitely not allowed. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just because I thought slapping was okay back here.
No,
sorry,
definitely not. Just stay on your section of the.
So sorry, Breasty.
No problem, Tummy. Comp, was that it? Sorry, you were cut off.
No, that's chill. That's all it for me. But now it's time for you to ask your questions, my guy. Making the best choice for Bestie.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's tough. Even though Caroline is Bestie, I kind of know a very limited amount about Bestie. Most of what I know is
how much can we ever really know about each other?
That's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
So point one for Comp. Now, Finkeltooth. So you're into body modification, which is kind of cool.
Yes, you better believe it. Go on.
And what is the end goal here? Are you trying to be more like a lizard or a bug? I know Caroline has a dog, so she must love animals.
I'm trying to get to a point where every piece of my body can make me come. I don't want it to just be that. I don't want it to just be that only my penis is the most sensitive piece. And it's a piece. It's a real unit. And yes, it's mostly mechanical now.
It's but filled I with silicone.
It's filled with silicone, but the outer shell is made out of carbon something. Carbon nanotubes. So it's pretty sick, basically. But it's also ultra sensitive, and everything's always slick. I've got a slick sheen. I'm trying to get to the place again where all my mechanical parts come just as much as my organic parts.
No.
I want you to touch me. I want you to look at me and I come. You know what I'm saying? I want it to become essentially a terminal illness, the way that I cannot stop absolutely producing loads. And yes, I did get a modification so that I could produce bigger loads than ever. That's why you're going to see this big garbage bag attached to my nutsack. That is where I keep all the extra juicy loads.
I do want
when
to be
I come. When
I think
come,
I've had about enough when of I you. Come,
see, I think, it is literally 7 gallons worth of that viscous ooey gooey.
I just want to be real with you, even though my name is Kump and I hang out with nothing but nonstop my boys, this man coming body bags is literally the nastiest shit I've ever heard, and it is making me feel violently ill.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
Ow!
Okay. And what did I just say? Stop.
Oh,
and
sorry, now that I know, sorry. Kump, I'm sorry. I thought I was hitting my bag because... So, what you said made me start coming, and I was like, "Where's the juice?"
This is gonna be a real. So this is a really hard choice here.
It does dry like quick cement too. I just want you to know. So if you see a pile here on the ground, don't step in it. Your foot's gonna get stuck.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So the choice is between.
You didn't even ask me questions.
Yeah. You gotta ask. No, Kump.
Yeah. I gotta ask Kump some stuff.
Please.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just Finkeltooth.
Don't speak anymore. So Kump, seems like religion is very important to you.
Oh, I think it's the most awesome soft stuff in the world.
Yeah, it's the most awesome soft stuff in the world. But I don't know Caroline's religion, but would you be against dating somebody of a different faith or no faith?
One of the things that I find most beautiful about faith is that if someone has a God, that's my God. Because number one, the God that I look up to and look down to and is looking down for me and out for me at all times is God above. And God above can be Islam, it can be Jewish. God above.
It could be Jewish. It could be Islam, it could be Jewish. Okay. God could be Jewish. God could
be Islam.
It could be Buddhism.
It could be almost anything Christian. But that's the most important thing to me. And I'm not lying when I say that. And on Sundays, it will be us and God and my boys. And that is obviously, as I've also aforementioned said, that's when we, this man's tongue is... Now, it feels.
Stop it,
I'm worried he might die if I'm being honest. He's the worst looking thing I've ever seen.
It's disgusting. Yeah. He's like a sexual Terminator.
He's a sexual Terminator.
Ew.
But there's always space for him in my fellowship circle, as there's always space for Caroline in my penis circle, that is nice. Where I'll put my penis through her vagina circle. In that situation, if I were to be putting my penis in her vagina, I would then be pumping it until I came.
And so beautifully put, Kump. I've never heard. To hear it put in such poetic terms. I will be pumping it until I come. Wow.
I vote for Cump. Do we vote? I vote for Cump.
You don't get a vote. You creature of the night.
I'm so sorry.
My cum port is draining. It's my bad.
Should I ask more questions?
No.
I feel like just okay. Yeah, I feel like so the choice is really hard. You know,
it's either
an athletic young man who's into motocross and maybe too attached to his faith and friends, or a sort of sex demon robot monster, a sort of creation that could have only been thought up of
Have you ever seen Crimes of the Future? Of the Future? I really want to
see
that.
And I'm experiencing Crimes of the Present, So, Comp, go ahead and call your boys, because you guys are going to be taking Caroline out on a motocross date.
What?
You guys are
going to
be motocrossing across the Sahara.
Oh!
And guess who's going to see you there in the resort? Steve-O doing his stand-up special, not you.
Oh, I'll go.
No,
I'll be there.
No, we're sending you straight to hell.
Please get it.
I'm gonna fucking execute you and pull you on your hair.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking curb stomp you and pull on your hair.
That's correct.
Uh-oh. Somebody's been slapping my ass with the gun and yanking my ponytail.
Stepdance,
please leave my beautiful crown in my own cum.
This honestly, this episode has been a manic nightmare. But also a dream. And I'm really excited for
a wet dream.
It's been wet for sure.
Yeah,
it's been a wet episode, sopping wet episode. Yeah,
James is sweating a lot.
I am, actually.
He's soaked.
Yeah, because you just did a physical bit for that entire 10-minute section.
Oh, all right.
That wasn't me. That was Finkeltooth.
I forgot that was Finkeltooth.
Yeah.
Akmal Tajahan, we want to thank you for being here on Stinkers. And what I wanted to know, do you have Bokoop? Do you have anything that you would like to promote?
James and I are unfortunately on an improv team together called Decovny. We have a monthly show at BCC last Wednesday of every month.
We're in
New York City, in Brooklyn, Bushwick. What up? And then I guess, you know, follow me on Instagram. I'd be doing some sort of funny little guys on there. I've been doing some little funny little videos.
Sure.
It's been really nice connecting with the community at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by community at large, which community are you talking about?
Yeah, well, right now it's just a lot of like incels who are into guns.
Okay. Oh, yeah, wait, I can connect to you. I didn't know that was the community you were trying to get in with.
I am scared to tell our listeners. I don't know that I want to open them to the portal to that community, you know, because
here's the thing.
Want...
If they are listening to me speak, they don't even know they're already part of the community.
Yeah.
No.
They're way more extremist than any of these kind of guys.
Yeah.
Just
go off, come.
Go off, come. Thank you for being here. What a great episode.
Thank you.
I'm scared. Oh, I'm so scared.
Don't be scared, kit. Don't be scared, kitten.
Sweetheart, we got
no!
it.
No!
Daddy's taking off the clown makeup. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Be happy.
I'm calling my parents.
Stinkers.